We next have the example of actual vice presidents in the role where their vote decision would dictate whether they personally became president. Not whether they became vice president, but whether they became president. That happened with one of our founders, one of our framers, John Adams himself, in 1796. Because the state of Vermont was the decisive vote to get him over the top to elect him president, the first president to replace George Washington. However, there were issues raised about Vermont's vote, about whether Vermont's vote was a regular vote, whether it was an authentic vote, whether it was a constitutionally conforming vote within the meaning of the Elector's Clause, the precise legal constitutional issue we have today. And who was presenting the argument that Vermont's votes, electors, could not be counted by John Adams? It was no less than Alexander Hamilton himself. He said that it was mostly a technical issue, that the Virginia State Legislature had been the one to choose the electors, but that the manner in which they had done so was not consistent with the Elector's Clause because it was done by resolution rather than by law, and the Vermont legislative action to be binding had to be by a statute rather than by resolution. So there you see the same constitutional issues in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada to varying degrees, particularly in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and Georgia, applicable here, where there was some question about whether the electors were chosen in a manner that was constitutionally considered a legislative action under both the state constitution and the Elector's Clause of the Constitution by no less an authority than Alexander Hamilton. And who did he say should resolve it? First, he said the Electoral College should resolve it, but if they don't, it should be the vice president as president of the Senate that could resolve it. That was the main official that was left to decide, and it was John Adams who did decide. So when it got their time to open and count, John Adams opened it. John Adams counted Vermont for him, and no objections were heard, nor was any opportunity for objection meaningfully given. There are some people that interpret the fact that he sat down, that he was opening the door for an objection to be made, but that's an historical interpretive argument. The reality is there's nothing in the diary of the record that shows any opportunity was explicitly and expressly given for an objection. So in the very first time there was an electoral contest challenge, the Pence card was played by the then Vice President John Adams, a founder and framer, to make himself president.